Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Did you know that every day we make some awesome activities for you to do at home? Yep, summer is coming up and that means we're going to all be looking for fun things to do. So our Kids Animal Stories podcast, we create an activity just for you. So down in the show notes below, your parents can click on that link and check out some awesome things to learn about animals and also do a fun activity about them. Well, friends, are you ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! Hey Silas, do you want to take a turn as the engineer? Asked Felix. Yeah, I'm ready. Why don't you grab the binoculars and head up top and keep a lookout? Felix grabbed the binoculars and ran up top to the top of the train. Yeah, Felix and Silas were engineers on a train. That meant they were responsible for driving and operating the train and making sure that everything went according to plan. They had just finished dropping off a whole bunch of packages that were in that train. They were now on their way home after a long day of work. They were taking turns. One would drive the train and the other would go up to the roof of the train with binoculars. You know, looking out for any animals that might be running over the tracks or something else. And then he would blow the horn on the train to scare off that animal so that they wouldn't get hurt. It was a very important job to make sure that everyone was safe while operating that train. As Silas was operating the train and driving it forward, they gave the train horn a big pull to alert the whole town that they were coming through. They didn't want any cars on the road in their way. Hey Felix, are we all clear up there? Yelled Silas from down below. Felix was on the roof of the train with his binoculars, keeping an eye out far up ahead on the tracks. Yep, everything looks good so far. Wait, hold on a second, said Felix. There's something up there. It's way up there, but I think you should hit the brakes. Now! Silas pulled on the brake lever, not knowing exactly what Felix was talking about, but it does take a long way and a long time to stop a big train from moving. When a train is super big and super heavy, you gotta start those brakes early because as the train brakes pull, it keeps moving. It takes a long way for that train to come to a stop. Felix came down from up above and told Silas, there's a ginormous tree that has fallen on the tracks. We gotta be able to stop this in time, said Felix. As the train's brakes were screeching, it was too little, too late. Boom! Crash! The train crashed right into that ginormous tree that was laying over the tracks. Whoa! Silas, are you okay? Said Felix. Oh, ouch. Yeah, I'm okay. I just got bumped around a little bit, said Silas as he rubbed his head with his left hand. Let's go outside and take a look and see what the damage is. Felix and Silas climbed down the edge of the train, and unfortunately, we're met with bad news. Oh no! That tree knocked the train off the tracks! What are we gonna do? Cried Felix. We're still nowhere near home and I don't even know where we are. Silas, what do we do? Silas looked around for a second. He knew that they were running out of daylight. It was almost getting nighttime, so they were running out of time. First, we've got to get our bearings straight. We got to figure out which way is north and which way is home. Come on. What do you mean? Said Felix as he chased behind Silas. Come on, we got to take a look at these trees and find the moss. That's going to be the easiest way to figure out what's north. What are you talking about? Asked Felix. Come on, I'll show you. Just come here. Silas was looking from tree to tree, looking for moss growing on the tree. Do you know why he would be doing that? It's an old trick that on a tree, green moss only grows on the north side. And so if you know the north side of something, then you also know where east, south, and west is. Silas finally found a tree that had a whole bunch of moss in this one side of the tree. All right, here, come take a look at this, Felix. Look. Silas was pointing to where the moss was and said, see, now that we know that's north, I know that on our route, that home was west of here, that we just had to go west a couple more miles and that would get us back to our city. So if that's north, that way is west. He pointed west with his left hand. Well, I trust you, Silas. Let's go, said Felix. Felix and Silas then started marching through the forest. It was a very challenging hike as they had to pull themselves up over boulders and squeeze in between thorny bushes and so much more. But finally, after several hours, they popped out the other side of the forest. Oh, thank you. There's our neighborhood, said Felix with great relief. All right, once we get home, we gotta call the train station to let them know about the accident that happened back there. And then tomorrow we can get a tow truck out there and flip the train back over. But for now, oh, it is time for bed, said Silas. Good work today, Felix. I'm glad we made it home. I couldn't have done it without you, Silas. I'll see you tomorrow. As Felix and Silas went back to their houses to get ready for bed and go to sleep, they knew they had a big day tomorrow. Tomorrow was going to be a day of a train rescue. Well, more like flipping the train back up onto the tracks and moving that big tree out of the way so they wouldn't bump into it again. Well, I'm glad we have Felix and Silas as train engineers, because without them, all of our packages wouldn't make it on their way to where they need to be. And I bet Felix is grateful that Silas knew how to find their way home after they got lost in the middle of the forest. Maybe I'll remember that trick one day if I get lost in the forest. Just look for moss on the tree, and that way is north. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts! I want to say hey to James, Grace, and Ethan from Salt Lake City, Bixby, Griffin, and Piper from Tennessee, Carter and Dean from Toronto, Hudson from Washington, D.C., Ori from Ontario, Penelope from Washington, Hillary from California, and Noah from British Columbia. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on the spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!